Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I feel like it's been a little while.
I got Red Bull. I don't have no Scotty.
We'll have to figure out a way to solve that. I feel like it's been a while since we've done a proper version of Ask B. Mitch Anything. But we're doing it now. Phone All lines right. are open.
Let's 800- go.
800-636-1067. Plus, does our esteemed rib chef have a question? I saw him going in there for the mic. Lambert, let him know.
He's amazed by the studio. He hadn't walked in this room.
Being amazed by things here, I find amazing. we'll start on the phones. Toothpick's got a question. Pick, ask me anything.
What up, B-Mitch? What up, Juco?
What
up? Listen, with how bad the NFL first four games are, and I'm asking for a friend, do you feel it's fair to ask fans to pay full price for what we see on the field?
Well, they had you paying full price for preseason, so you can't complain about once regular season because they're playing all the stars. So it's going to be hard. They probably
You're using stars pretty loosely.
They probably should. No, he's talking about regular season. The first four games of regular season. So they probably should, but come on, dog. Look, Vegas don't give you money back. That's why they build big buildings. The league ain't giving you no money back. That's why they can pay the people that you love.
That's true. Thanks, Bina.
All right, bro. Gotcha.
Yeah, I think it's difficult. They're not giving you money back. Like, they're not going to lower ticket prices.
No.
And, like, the thing every year with, like, oh, man, they raised ticket prices again. Where is the price of anything going down?
Nowhere.
Like,
let's be real. When you get a sale, I want y'all to start paying attention. When they have that sale that weekend, watch the previous weeks. They always go up before they go down.
Right.
They're smart as hell, bro.
Andy is in Sterling. Andy, ask me Mitch anything.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What up, Andy?
Hey, I'm a little late to the show this afternoon, and you guys might have addressed it, but B. Mitch, I wanted to ask you this question since you are the most qualified to answer this particular question, this issue. If you were Tua, would you retire from the game after taking that last concussion? When he got hit, he literally crumpled and fell to the ground. Now, would this be a matter of his long-term health? Would you do it? I'm sure as you, as a Hall of Fame kick returner and running back, took a lot of hits, probably a lot of concussions. In your opinion, sir, should he retire? Thank you, buddy.
I'm going to say this. I think he has to think about it, but I think the ultimate thing is it's going to be his decision. I went to sleep on the football field. I was hit against Tampa, Curtis Buckley, and people were – but, like, as soon as I got up, I was I felt fine, you know, and I did go back in that game. But it would be hard for me to say yes, he should, when other people have gone out there and done it and had more concussions. Yes, you have to deal with that situation later on in life, but that's your decision. You get to make that decision yourself. If he gets back to his proper mind and can make a decision that he wants to make, you got to live with whatever he decides. But it did look bad, and it wasn't that serious of a hit, and he went down like that. That's why I'm kind of a little bit more concerned than normally.
Yeah, and I think going one step further, I like what Mike McDaniel said today is let's not talk about what is next football-wise for him. Let's just talk about his best interests. And, like, he's clearly not playing this coming week.
Yeah.
And I understand the media's role in this and trying to get answers, and you are covering a team. Like, I understand all these things. But, like, sometimes things are obvious. Like, that dude is at least out. And, hell, they played Thursday night, so they don't even have a game for another 8 days or whatever. We'll get some news next week is my guess.
Will.
Let's let them get some tests.
Like the thing about it, when you look at that, and I think, like you said earlier, about them trying to make a one-size-fit-all when it comes to the concussion thing, somebody else take that hit that he took yesterday may not affect him at all. You know what I mean?
At all.
And I think he could probably take that same hit again. It probably wouldn't affect him. But at that moment, it did.
I know we got callers. I want to ask you something. I got to ask you, Mitch.
What up?
Gerard Mayo just said that the Patriots are splitting up first team reps 70-30 between Jacoby and Drake. In the regular season.
Well, the ultimate thing is they want Drake to be the guy. And I think Jacoby understands that. So, yes, I'm going to start working him in a little bit.
Are you surprised in the regular season?
No, I'm not surprised. You mean during the games? Or during practice?
Practice.
I'm not surprised at all. Like, listen, man, I don't know exactly how the practices are.
Forget surprise. Do you think that's the right move? Because I don't.
Yeah, I think it's a move. You got to get him some level of field because before this season is over, they're going to put Drake May in there. So they're getting him ready for it. You know, it'll be very, very unfair to him if you not let him take one snap with the starters and then just throw him in the game.
How about this? Antonio Pierce, Raiders head coach, just came out and said on the record about Tua, I've never witnessed anything like what has happened to him three times. Take care of your family. He's telling him to retire.
Yeah. I mean, people, this is what I'll say about
it. I just think it's interesting.
I'll say this about that statement. Antonio's a former player. I'm sure Antonio has some situation where people wanted him to retire. Did he want to hear somebody telling him what to do? It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I'm surprised a former player and a current NFL head coach would give a assessment.
When you get into a different arena, have a different title, your thought process changes a little bit. When you're actually a player, you are tuned in. You're not worrying about nothing else outside of you.
C-Dub 1906 has a question for B-Mitch via Twitter. He says, two questions for B-Mitch on Family Feud. How long is the actual taping of the show?
The actual taping of the show took about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
But we didn't go in. We got there, like, early. We didn't get on stage until maybe 2.5-3 hours later.
How long from, like, when you got there till you left was the whole experience?
Total of about 4.5.
How much of that was just sitting around?
Most of it. But they have, like, a little nice green room and all kind of libations and things in there.
Did you drink
makeup
before?
And all that. Huh? No.
I didn't think you drank.
No, they had no stuff like that.
Okay.
For the most part. But when I got back to the Mondrian.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
The other question here is Steve Harvey as funny in person as he is on TV?
Yeah, I think if you all can ever go to a taping there, the commercial breaks and the in-between segments is the absolute funniest stuff in the world. His producer, his executive producer, As much as he throws stuff out, she comes right back at him.
Oh,
bro.
Wow.
That is a funny, watching that little reaction of those two dealing with each other, that is funny as hell.
All right. Yeah. I like that.
I was like, damn near busting my gut laughing at some of the stuff. They go at it, though.
All right. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything on 106.7 The Fan. Tom is in Wheaton. What up, Tommy?
Hi, good afternoon. My question is, given the relaxation of the what positions could wear what numbers in the league, would you have picked a different uniform number?
Yep, number one. That's the number I wore in high school and college as a quarterback, and the number I wanted to wear here. And they were like, oh, no, you got to be a kicker or whatever. I'm like, but you list me as a third quarterback, so I should have been able to wear it. But I never wore it, so 30 was the one I got and tried to make that a special number.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Good question.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
I just thought of a question I'd like to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jeff here? All right, Jeff's here.
Jeff right there.
Headphones locked in. Landfill here. Everybody's here. Okay. We've had a few little tiffs in our years on the radio. We kind of just had a little tiff in the last commercial break over who got to eat the Gouda's barbecue ribs. last week, this was like a real thing.
What?
Where we believe Chris Russell stole Jeff Walker's seafood salad.
Yeah.
Now, the Junkies had a food drop, and Jeff put away the seafood salad in the refrigerator
to take home
to his mom. Now, Rooster claims there was no name on it. It was a communal food.
Go ahead.
It was a communal food drop, so I just took some. I think the weirdest part is that he put pepper on a communal food drop, but whatever. I don't know that I have heard from you on if you think Jeff is right to be pissed that Rooster took his food, or that Rooster is right that Jeff should have labeled the food and it was communal.
Jeff is 100% right, because Jeff took the food from right here on the thing where the Junkies told him he could have some, and he walked all the way to the refrigerator and put it in there in a separate container.
Was it a separate container?
Yeah, it was separate.
I thought it was the container it was served in.
No. It was served in a big silver pan.
In a big silver pan.
Oh, wait.
So hold on. Rooster.
What was the container you found?
The container, all right. In
It was served in one of those big silver catering pans.
I had it in like a, it was a container that had the company name on it, but it was like, it was more so like for some sauce.
But like you rinsed that out and then filled it up.
Yeah.
Oh, so wow. Let me break it down. I never realized that.
So Rooster's argument is it didn't have Jeff's name on it. It damn sure didn't have Rooster name on it either, did it? So if that thing has gone from here all the way over there, you don't eat it. But I'm going to come back and blame you again, Jeff, on something now. I tell all of you and JP all the time, JP like to put stuff in there with no covering on it. You put something in that refrigerator, it's going to go. I've worked at a lot of radio stations, a lot of TV stations. Everybody takes food. So be careful with it.
When I put stuff in
there. I bring my little lunchbox in here. If they unzip my lunchbox and take something, we're going to have to find an HR around here because I'm putting hands on them then.
When I put stuff in there, I put it in with the understanding that people are going to take it because I just take other people's stuff too.
Oh,
if you got a bag of Kit Kats in there, we're sharing. That is communal.
See. Now, CK, that's JP. I don't touch everybody's stuff.
So I was unaware. I thought Jeff just took the leftover seafood salad.
No, that's not what he did.
The fact that you transferred containers, Rooster is a straight-up thief. And it's absurd.
They used to try to argue it.
That is absurd.
And that's the thing. I wasn't mad till he started trying to justify it.
I heard
with
you
the
were pretty mad pretty quick. Yeah, on the street is Jeff was hot mad.
He was
teed off.
Who took it? But my thing is, it would have been funny if you wasn't really trying to justify why you did it. Like, and you were serious. I'm like, Rooster, my 4-year-old nephew knows if he didn't put it in the refrigerator, go and take it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to hear from the only one amongst us, I believe, that has a PhD, widely considered the chief BSologist of the program.
BSologist, that's a new way.
Professor Landini, who's wrong?
No one has ever been wronger than Chris Russell at this time. Like, he's not even close to being correct. He just, whatever happened to don't touch things that aren't yours. And Jeff did put the thing in the refrigerator. And yeah, like, stuff disappears from those refrigerators all the time. But he put it in there for like an hour and a half. And Russell, like, stole it within minutes of it going in. Like, it was astonishing how quick it happened.
And what was worse was the food was still right here on the table.
Yes!
Because Linnell, he came in and he got some.
Yeah, yeah. He was wrong.
And he's like, well, I thought it was for everybody, so I put pepper on it. Like, if it is for everyone,
you shouldn't put pepper on
your
all
portion
of, get
some,
yeah.
on your plate, and then spice it up how you prefer. Oh,
that damn Rooster boy.
Charlie is in College Park. Charles,
what up, Charlie?
Ask Brian anything you want.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You know what? Before I start, you guys have the makings of a hell of a reality show over there.
hey. Hey, a lot of stuff we don't want on air.
Yeah,
it has to be on HBO.
You bring
or
people, bring in a container from home with your name on it and solve this thing. Oh my God, Chris Russell, man, you got to do some time for that. now, Brian, I hope these are all yes or no answer questions. Do you think offensive coordinator for Washington? Do you think his game plan for the Tampa game was right?
I think the game plan was right. I think Tampa dictated what happened in that game plan.
That was one of my points. Sometimes the defense dictates. You take what defense gives you, but also there's the philosophy of, no, you have to go out with the mindset of dictating to the defense.
Yeah, when they get more talent, they could probably do that.
Charlie, you're on a hot streak, but it's the game here is ask B. Mitch anything, not ask a question and then answer it yourself. So we're going to try this again.
I'm waiting for his answer, I hope. Do you think Terry McLaurin should get at least 10 balls per game?
I wouldn't say per game, but I'll say some games he should. Like this game, he always has a good game against the Giants, so I think go to him.
Having not seen any of the game nor able to listen to any of the game, to my regret, do you think Brian Robinson, you think the running game should have been a lot more running in the game?
I think they should get more running into it, and I think this game they probably will try to establish it.
Well, I hope so. Thanks, guys. All right.
Thanks, Charlie. Go Terps. Donnie, do you want to ask a question? You say it into the mic, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, it's a radio.
We know you know how to cook ribs, but
you got to talk through the mic, though.
In this format, audio is important.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, look, we're going to go barbecue with this.
All right.
Give me a rate 1 through 10 on the ribs you had today.
I'm going 10.
A freaking 10.
Man, how are we going to complain about ribs that were tender? They had damn great taste.
Mm.
The barbecue sauce was outstanding. Yeah. And you brought them to us.
Yeah.
You got up this morning early and cooked that. Yeah. See, one thing about me, I'm not an ass. Okay? I may act like it to certain people, but as a real person, I am very, very appreciative of whenever somebody do something for me. I'm not just saying, those ribs were outstanding, man.
Remember when Wild Card Scotty brought in the Popeyes and P-Mish complained that it wasn't spicy?
First of all, who goes to Popeyes and buys chicken, knowing somebody's from Louisiana and bring all damn. When I saw the chicken, I look at it, I say, that chicken looks like it's too light. They have no spicy. So I was happy he brought the chicken, but still, dude, you got a Louisiana dude here. Bring some damn spicy.
What time do you have to wake up to cook the ribs like that? What is that process? You know, I've never made ribs. I don't think I have the patience for the rib making process.
No, actually, it's fast, man. Those were like I told you, the KCBS style. That was a competition style rib. It's hot and fast. I cook it on the Gateway drum smoker, about 3.5 hours, and then
that's fast.
Yeah, they've been resting in that hot box for 3.5 hours.
Have you seen my ability to sit still 3.5 hours? I got no chance.
The thing about it is you don't have to sit there and watch them, Jay. Put them on the smoker, put it on the right temperature, and go.
I don't have a smoker.
Have a few cold ones while you're watching them cook.
Your little grill that you bought, you cook your steaks, you can cook ribs on that.
We'll probably never find out.
you got to try Josh and Mike, too. And we're at you met Josh and Mike.
With the chicken?
Man, that chicken, let me tell you. And he's the reason. He got that first place chicken down in Virginia.
Is that the beer can chicken? I've never had that.
No.
Beer can chicken is real smoked chicken.
He's taking these thighs, he's trimming them up, he's making little meat pillows out of them. They look like.
You know what? I did last weekend I cooked. Yeah. I did the exact same thing. I was like, how did he do this like this?
Did you get the bite through on the skin though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
I went to Wegmans and they had them kind of cut like
Wegmans
that.
Wegmans got good meat.
And all you have to do is trim it a little bit and then boom. I cooked them just like that on that Traeger, but they came out outstanding.
Or you can't go wrong with a Traeger. You can't.
I've heard the term meat pillows before, but never in reference to chicken served on a grill.
Oh, man.
What do you know? Landfill wants us to take a quick break. We're going
to
go around the NFL
see if we can
find any winners. Nobody go anywhere.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.